11 minutes after 6 on this Wednesday morning, whether you're on the right or left politically or among those who aren't really concerned one way or another, it is likely in the last week you have heard Project 2025, a produced plan, one of the sponsors for the convention in Milwaukee that kicks off in just days. That was in the morning news today. The Heritage Foundation produced this plan. From the left, it's being presented as an ominous sign. Some on the right, including former President Trump, have sought to distance themselves from it. What is it? What does it mean for what we're going to see here in Milwaukee next week? ABC News investigative reporter Will Staken is with us live from Washington this morning. Hope you have some answers there, Will. Let's start with what is Project 2025?
Yeah, Project 2025 is kind of, like you said, it's this kind of wish list for what these outside groups, and it's kind of a lot to explain, but basically all you need to know is a lot of these former closely aligned Trump officials, former people that are close to the last Trump administration, kind of got together with the Heritage Foundation leading it and put together this grab bag of everything they'd want to see the next administration do. Everything from personnel they'd want in there, what they want to do on abortion. And for Democrats, they're saying, you know, a lot of this stuff, some of it is similar to what Republican, you know, think tanks have wanted in the past, but a lot other things are a little bit more concerning. In particular, you know, for Democrats, they say they're hoping the Trump administration kind of exudes executive power unlike any other, you know, administration in the past. And that's kind of what this argues, and that's what I think a lot of Democrats are fearful of.
Executive power just in general, or for like a specific entity like education or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's something Democrats have or Republicans have wanted for a while, but this Project 2025 wants to, you know, gut and get rid of the education department. But they also want to, I also think what they're also doing is they want to install this idea of Trump loyalists into the administration. I think in previous administration, there's been a lot of layover and kind of, you know, longstanding administrative employees that have kind of worked in these administrations. This kind of plan hopes to gut that and bring in Trump loyalists who are only there to carry out what Donald Trump would want to do. And from the Republican standpoint, you know, that's where you hear Donald Trump talk about things like the deep state, and they want to gut the deep state. And it's being led by someone named Johnny McEntee, who was, you know, a senior aide in the White House in 20. And if folks remember, you know, towards the end of that administration, was actually handing out loyalty tests to fire, you know, members of the administration who weren't sufficiently loyal to Donald Trump. And I kind of think, you know, Democrats are warning that we might see that at a wide scale across the government.
Talking with Will Staken, he's ABC News investigative reporter, live with us from Washington this morning. But that all said, Will, we still have the actual platform, which will be adopted here in Milwaukee officially next week. So just because this plan is out there doesn't necessarily mean that that's what the Republican Party is going to adopt as its official platform.
And that's totally true. Certainly I think Republicans and I think the Donald Trump campaign would really love that point to be hammered home, that it's not the same and there's all this separation. And you saw Donald Trump put out this tweet saying he has no idea who these people are who wrote Project 2025, even though, I mean, over a dozen of them who are behind the plan are either close allies or even worked in the administration. I mean, there's really, you know, the daylight is not that far between them. But, you know, interestingly enough, we have put ABC News put a story out yesterday that showed that even this Republican platform, the same architects behind this new Republican platform, is being led by the same folks that were behind Project 2025. It's literally the same personnel. There's this man named Russ Vogt who is ahead of, wrote a chapter in Project 2025. He is the policy director and the head of the person who wrote the Republican platform. So the similarities are there, even if the Donald Trump campaign wants to try to argue that they're not.
Will Staken, ABC News investigative reporter. Appreciate the time, Will.
Thanks so much.
And if you're that curious about it, the group behind this Project 2025 is the Heritage Foundation. They are hosting an event in Milwaukee called Policy Fest, which they should really come up with a more sexy name. Right? But if you're into it, that is coming up downtown on Monday, 6:16 on Wisconsin's Morning News.